about Brazil and the camp and the message of Jonah and the call to be led and to trust and obey. He also made the comment that January that the work is great, but the laborers are few. And that resonated with me to think, oh, how could we get down there and help it so far away? It costs so much money. And the answer was in Scripture to ask of the Lord, and that means to pray. And so I know our Sunday morning prayer warriors started praying, and the Tuesday night prayer group was praying, and the ladies' Bible study, and so lots were praying, and God was leading. And so the planning started, and it was February when we did our first fundraiser, so that's when you get to start showing pictures, Mark. It was the potato bar and dessert auction. And this idea was presented. It was quickly thrown together because we wanted it to be near Valentine's Day. And I just remember at the end thinking this was a modern-day five loaves and two fishes. Because I did some math, and we needed about $4,000 to get started with leases and just things that were required to get the ball rolling for this trip to Brazil. And I thought to myself, how do you get $4,000 from cakes and cookies and pies? I didn't know there were special carrot cakes and French silk pies that would go for lots of money. Because what happened, you can go, is there a clipper? Okay, so we did the potato bar. Shirts for us. And good news. would participate. Well, we're working away, but not quite there, and there was an anonymous donation provided within the memo line that said, Pastor May will run. And so we walked. The fun run generated about $3,000. Okay. I have to back up. April was also a $1,000 donation from the Dana Kendrick Memorial. Okay, June was our car wash that got rescheduled three times to three. But it ended up being profitable because we all wore our people's shirts and people rolled down their windows and asked us, what is this for? And we had the chance to tell them that we're going to Brazil and how God's been working. And it was so interesting to see that they have a tent in their hands and they open up their wallets and they fish out more. And $909 was what the car wash brought in. And that evening we went to a wedding reception and we were talking about this car wash. And the groom's grandma got out her checkbook and put $200 to go along with our car wash for the day. So God is providing all this time. And so, I was just struck by this verse that I saw yesterday in my devotions as I was preparing for this, which is Philippians 4:19. You've all heard it before. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glory and riches in Jesus Christ. So, and thank you for all your help and support, and we are off to Brazil.
Dane is not here today, but Dana's eating pineapple. The pineapple is completely white down there. It looks like it's not ripe, but it actually is edible, including the core. January team, beware weary of tangerines, because they are actually lemons. it's quite fun to hand those out and see everybody's look on that. Believe it or not, you can sleep like that. I spent 6 hours next to her from New York to Portland on the way home. She spent 5.5 of it just like that. So everybody's trying to catch a little bit of sleep, laying wherever you can. So in Sao Paulo, we boarded a Brazil flight with TAM Airlines, and we're heading off. So we're leaving Sao Paulo and heading to Uberlândia. That's Sao Paulo. So, Camp Victoria. And for those of you that went, no, these are not in order, so don't give me this thing. Okay, so we arrived, this would be Saturday night, late, and we had soup. This is the main lodge. This is some pictures of kind of the approach and the jungle and the road. This is Marley's office is in the back, and those are boys and girls bathrooms on campus. This is kind of a veranda outside of the dining hall. This is a miniature golf area. We need putters and golf balls. So dig out your golf clubs, go to yard sales for the January team. We need to send down more golf balls and putters. So this is the meager, horrible place that we had to stay. Indoor plumbing. That's tilted. Sorry, there you go. So this happens to be the boys' room. They got moved 3 times. It's got to shuffle around. High ceilings, wood ceilings. No one got on a trampoline and took a picture. This is actually from Andrew's drone. So this is kind of an overview of camp. Lights don't show that picture. It's just another drone picture. On Sunday, we got to sleep in, and we got a tour of everywhere. And this is Marcos and Thelma's train dining car. Interesting, they stay in a little spot with a very tiny spot. I bet you it would be fit on the stage. And that's where Marcos and Thelma stay, bathroom and shower. And then the boys have a separate room, building, and then this is their dining hall. This is where they eat as a family. And so we all got to have some snacks and weird cheese. we went down and looked at the new camp facility, where it's going to be. I don't know if you can see, but about two-thirds of the way up, there's a white line kind of going across. That's a string line that's actually the ground level. So the ground slopes, and that's all of this jungle we had to clear out. Banana tree. Spider monkey. Squirrel monkey. Whatever you want to call them. The monkey. There were several of those. Pretty small. Kind of like squirrels. Moth stood on its nose. Thought it was a piece of bark, but it's actually a moth. So, kids arrived on Monday, and it was day camp. They arrived by the bus escort, and these kids came Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, arrived at 8:30, went home at 5:30 at night. Loved to get into the dining hall, get some food, and they weren't being let in yet. So these are just kind of some random pictures. There's also day camp pictures. Then the following week was a week-long camp where they spent the night. So some of these are mixed back and forth. I will never complain about anybody who has to do a video slideshow ever again. Holy cow. Pictures. The theme was training to win. Portuguese who remembers. Psalms 144:1. Okay, that was the theme. So, Fernando para vencer. Good. Train to win. So there's kind of a military theme around. It's a climbing wall they have. That's all iron wood, so the termites don't need it. Everything else is concrete. Playing a little baseball. That's Pablo getting after it. So, interesting little story on Pablo. These are some of the kids that came from Tres Ranchos. Pablo is 10. Has kind of scars on his face. Kind of interesting. Wonder what happened. Well, year before, he was in a car accident, lost his dad and his sister. So this is in the fellowship hall, the upper chapel. Onico came and had done work on this years ago. That is Carmen, her husband Andrew. Andrew is the second, is a younger brother to Marcos. Songs. Spread out the chairs, everybody gets to play. So this is missionary time. This is Ginny. She's explaining the Hudson Taylor missionary story. Waiting to get in to eat. Zip line. Believe it or not, there's not a weight limit on the zip line. Didn't know that. It says 110 kilograms. Evidently, you can send a 120 pound man on the zip line. I don't have a video, but anyway. Busy with kids. Snack shack. Rachel chilling with some coffee. In the morning, they had activities for the date for the week long camp, and then little exercises they had to do. This is one of my personal favorites. This is Thiago. Thiago is working to get over the pallets. Needs a little help from Mateus. Matthew. Parachute. This is one of the items that they purchased and we hauled down in suitcases. Zip line. Not sure whose picture that was, but it was not mine. Because when I went on it, the cables were up like that. And then Rachel just heard about it when I told her that. So it's like, Thiago, again, one of the counselors, and amazing about this, 23, he was always spending intimate time with kids one-on-one in his cabin. Very hard, super good guy. Singing, Kendrick, you want to explain what's going on there? YMCA?
Okay. Teaching them a couple of
American songs.
So, teaching the songs, and then when we left, I don't have a great picture of it, but they were around the van as we're leaving, and they're all singing that song. So, I'm trying to hurry. Sorry, guys. If we were in Brazil, we would say, oh, you're going to get out about 11-ish. So, anyway, that's how that happened. More kids, camp, camping. Again, they're all out of order. Sorry, everybody wants a zip line. The Americans had to sing at campfire. So we're doing March in the Infantry. Marcos actually working. it's a rare footage. But he's pancakes one morning. Great. They had a graduation ceremony. Junior does a leadership course, and this was their graduation night. And he asked us to dress up. Some of us were in a little bit of panic. At a campfire one night, had a big long hike in the woods, and then they served these burgers. They're about that big. I like nine. This is Andrew's little boy. He's digging my eyes out. Again, more campers. More volleyball. We introduced some volleyball to them. Out of order. This is actually the first day that campers arrived, more kids. Kendra pretty much was permanently attached to Miss Deborah right there, or Deborah was permanently attached to her. Here we got introduced to all the kids, all the staff. more of the kids. More kids. Swimming, had to wear stupid life vest. Anyway, nobody around, that was good. Getting ready to go camping, camping supplies, camping. They actually got into the canoes and canoed 2 hours-ish. Canoeing, Steve, myself, the four of us did not go. First thing Caleb said when he came back up is we're waiting. He went, smart, smart, smart.
You should go.
You should go, yes. That's Pedro. If you want to know who that is, ask me and I'll explain that later. If you want some good details, that's great. But anyway, so camping, this is the morning after camping. Someone was making coffee, just scoops of water out of the lake and boiled it. And yes, she's wearing a stocking cap because it was cold. It was like 68. More kids. Caleb, or Jacob, was actually a junior counselor for the whole week, so he stayed with David. Daniel, who's from Cooper Loggia. Super great guy. Dagmar is on the left. He's the maintenance guy for the whole deal. Doesn't speak a word of English. But, yeah. Little face painting. Max, that's their number 2 boy. A neat baby. Gringo. Thor.
Yeah, nicknames for most of us.
Yeah, nicknames for everybody. Caleb was asked if he was a surfer. That was, you like that. All the kids, wave in, see you later. Their dog. Had an interesting name. Drone picture for canoes or kayaks. This is more of the staff as we're getting ready to leave. Some of people are looking up because there's a drone hovering right above us that we're all kind of intrigued with. There's some cleaning that was going on after the kids left. So there's a couple of gringos that are finding way too much joy in the dining hall. I don't have the video of Shauna singing, but anyway, contact me and I'll show you. This is what it looks like after it's all set up, nice and clean, ready for kids. Misplaced picture, sorry, that's... So this is the reason the work team went down. This is a blueprint of the future Camp 3, or Camp 2. So some of us are digging trench, about a 550-foot trench, 1 foot deep, 6 inches wide. My hands are finally working again. That was a task.
I kept asking when Justin was showing up with the excavator.
Yes.
Where are trench drivers?
Mark and I volunteered to drive to Sao Paulo, which was 8 hours away. That would have been the closest ditch witch, but no one would let us go. Yep, lots of digging. This is Marcos doing what? Supervising. This was the area that we cleared. That big, huge pile of dirt right there, that's a termite mound, and there were hundreds of them everywhere. I found a chair, breaks. Yep, another break. Wilson had an absolute blast chopping down trees with a hatchet thing that they had. We broke like 3 of them.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of the trees, coconut tree that we're chopping down, making wood again, clearing stuff out. That's a huge pile. This is another termite mound. Termite mound attached to a tree. This is actually cut a piece of wood that bleeds. Interesting. A view from where we cleared out down to the lake, it's kind of hard to see. More clearing. When you finished at the end of the day and you went and took a shower, this was the apparatus that was 220 volts, sticking out a wall with a wire attached to it and water running through it, and it would heat the water that went through, but no hot water tank.
That's great.
$12 in any local
store. $12 at the hardware store. I tried to bring one home, but our local city inspector said I couldn't wire it in. Another task that we had, which was building playground equipment. Steve and I think, struggled the most because Marco said, here's some wood and we want a playground, and this is what I think it should be. And those were the instructions. But we got through it. Digging more holes, building as we go. Caleb not really thinking we're doing it the right way. Worked out great. That's kind of a semi-finished project. That's what we got accomplished anyway. Bugs. There's a few of them down there. Not a lot, but there's a few of them. Notice a particular gentleman here in the middle that was, tarantula. We thought we'd see lots of them. So while we were digging our trench, this is a baby one. He's only about that big. Not very big. Full grown, that's what he looks like. He was in the wall right outside of our door, which Ty found for us. Took a picture. And if that didn't make you feel unsettled at all, Caleb found a wasp that actually attacks a tarantula and hauls it off. So I'm not sure what you need to fear, but don't stick your finger in the web. I'm not sure what's in there, but we saw lots of those. Some of the nightlife, this would be the ants, billions of leafcutter ants up close. Working away. Termites, they came out only at night when you turned your flashlight on and they went back in the hole. That would be right above where Lori and everybody else were washing dishes. We got to go out for pizza one night, and this was a pizza place in Tres Ranchos, a whole slew of us. Stray dog. Literally, not anybody we knew, just a stray dog. He came in and ate at Lori's feet. Just a stray dog. He didn't eat anything. Just come in and hung out. Fanta. And this is Guaranara. Oh, that is awesome. I don't drink pop, but I drink a lot of that. That was great. Sunday, which was a day of rest, we went for a hike. A day of rest that was 3.5 hours one way. Uphill, one way. This is overlooking Tres Ranchos. This is our guide, Elias. Christ the Redeemer has gained weight. How? Not look like that in real life. I made it. And I think I've gained weight. There, that's a little bit my more proportional picture. Appropriate. I love Jesus and naps. And here we are, Christ the Redeemer, and Rachel's trying to take a nap. The whole group that made it. Not everybody walked. Just a few of us, select Rickers included. Genio just said, hey, how about I drive you guys up there? Great. So he drove everybody up and, yeah. Thank you, Genio. Okay, so this is why we were in a hurry to get back. And it was for the barbecue. That's meat. Awesome. This was the barbecue. I put another picture of the meat because it was so good. Some monkeys climbing a tree. He's not here to defend himself, but they got those off and actually cracked one open and had no gun. Trying to entertain kids. So. In town, Sunday morning, we went, and this is a view from the church that Andrew and Carmen go to. And so they're rebuilding the church. This to the left right here is City Square. This is town, the center of Town Square right there.
Catalog.
In Catalog, yes. Trace Ranchos, Catalog. Catalog's got about 100,000 people. This will be, when it's all done, looking down onto the stage, in the balcony. Girls disappeared one day from work responsibilities and went to do something responsible. Looks like shopping to me, but yeah, I just want you to notice this is daytime. Sun's out. Still not home, but sun down. And they're trying to explain that they didn't do much. It all fit in the car. Sunset. Just a few random pictures of where we were at. It's gorgeous. Soccer field. Very, very rare that that soccer ball was not moving. Genio's bull. Genio's cows. Soccer field there on the left. That's Carmen and her daughter Deborah. It's their youngest of three. More of the group. This is a dishwashing crew right here. What's his name?
John.
John. Thiago. Isabella, there in the center between the kneels. She was basically from Uber Lunch, and she speaks five languages. What'd she study? Physics?
Yes.
Yeah, she's extremely intelligent. And she was hired basically just to be a liaison for us. Very dry sense of humor and absolute riot. There's Daniel, that's Diana, she's from Paraguay. Telma, entertaining Lori. I don't know what that is.
Agouti. It's an agouti?
An agouti.
It's yeah. A big rodent.
It's a big rodent.
This was outside Telma's house.
Okay, Tell them for a walk. I was curious about the cattle operation Gino had, so this is a cattle shoot and kind of his corrals and his cows. Beans and rice! Again! That was, I was so excited for beans and rice. So our group again. This is David, husband to Diana from Paraguay. For some reason he said, Mark! And he's like, whatever. So we took a picture. He was a super nice guy. They've been married 6 years, and they have property in Paraguay and want to build a camp just like Tracer, just like Canada. Well, the girls can anyway. Beans and rice, old bitch. So this is the cooks. Because they made him coffee every morning. Sunset, we're leaving Brazil. At this point, we're all crammed in the van, and the kids are around chanting. We ordered what we thought was, we got to the hotel, and we thought we just ordered pepperoni pizza. It's all we wanted was pepperoni pizza. It came with calamari olives, and mushrooms, and bell peppers. And corn. You put corn on hamburgers and corn on pizza. And more olives. We're at the airport, getting ready to fly home. And typical Americans, the minute we find electronics to plug in all of our stuff, we're like vultures. Flying home, we're in New York. And the first thing we have to do is, of course, put some more cholesterol back in our veins. Five guys, so we decided to change tire number one. Steve is gained weight. Ate a lot of five guys. Then we made it to Paso Dallas, and then another tire blew. And as good Christians, we cleaned up our mess. Dale's made it home. He's so excited to be home. And we're all here. Of course, the Richters had to leave earlier. That's why they're not in that picture. But we've all made it back home for the January team. study that picture. If you want anything to work, you need that now. Okay, that's it. So who's next?
Okay, so I have no more pictures, but we kind of talked about a few of us sharing our takeaways from the trip, I guess. And so I'm going to start us off. So Mark's the hard act to follow here. But I just wrote mine out, and I'm probably pretty much going to read because I just didn't want to forget anything and want to stay on track. So I think it's safe to say that we all took a lot away from this trip. We learned a lot. We learned a lot about travel, about each other, about Brazil, about serving God, and about ourselves. So it's hard to choose, but here are a couple of things that stood out to me. My favorite part of this trip was the relationships that were built, relationships with others on this team, and relationships with the Brazilians who we got to know and love. I think we all have some who are extra special to us. Well, maybe except for Rachel, because she didn't meet anybody special at all, so a little inside joke there. For me, just a few of them, I would have to say probably Thelma and Carmen, because they are amazing and I learned a lot from them. Natalia, Thiago, and especially Isabella. Isabella, like you saw in the picture, Mark mentioned her. She's 21, like Kendra, so she was kind of like a daughter to me. We had many great talks and a lot of laughs. I later learned, probably in week two, I think, from Thelma, we were basically just told that she was, like Mark mentioned, kind of put in our room with the girls to kind of help with translating and that kind of thing. However, I learned from Thelma that I think really they put her there just as much for her as it was for us. And she learned a lot and grew a lot about those 2 weeks as well. So she's a very special person to me. And I will say, she wanted, Rachel and I kept journals, and so a lot of times in the evening we were writing in our journals, and Isabella wanted to make sure that I wrote in mine that I noted that she learned how to shuffle cards, we taught her that, how to play spoons, and how Kendra and I taught her how to make lists. The importance of making lists, which she made fun of us a lot, but she purposefully made a list during camp, it was pretty fun. And side note about spoons, Steve and Kendra seem like fairly quiet, nice people, right? Well, I think it's safe to say that in the game of spoons, competitiveness comes out in everybody. We had a pretty good game going on one evening, but I don't know if I've ever seen Kendra literally dive over the table to wrestle Steve to get a spoon that was on the floor on Steve's side, and somehow she came away with it. So that was pretty fun. We also formed relationships with the children. And on our first reflection meeting night, which was, Marcos wanted to meet for us to kind of talk about the day, what went well, what we could do differently, that kind of stuff. And on that very first time that we did that, I remember sharing that some of us had talked about or commented on how it was really hard to communicate with the kids, which we knew, obviously, because we don't know Portuguese. And it was a challenge, but I find it kind of interesting, I guess, now that as time went on, I completely changed my thinking and ended up thinking that it was amazing that we could communicate and have this bond without speaking to them. Not speaking to them, but speaking their language. And some of them spoke English, some very limited or no English at all, just kind of depended. But I think regardless, we all have this great relationship with them. So God's love transcends all languages. The other thing that really stuck with me was Gino's message that he gave at the Bible, what he called Bible study, the next night after we arrived, so that first Sunday evening. This was with all of the camp staff, Americans and Brazilians. We sang four worship songs in English and Portuguese, and then Marcos translated Gino's message. His message was about how God wants us to give ourselves and be transformed for him, not conform to the world around us. It was taken from Romans 12, 1 and 2. I thought it was a great message and a wonderful reminder as we were about to start our weeks of work there at camp. It stuck with me. So I will leave you with this, with these verses, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.